Welcome to the Nurtureness podcast. It's NN O'Clock, guys. How have you been? Thank you for the engagement on the last episode. You guys are doing well. Clap for yourself, guys. You guys are doing absolutely well. Thank you for the feedback and the review. Thank you, guys. Today, I'm going to talk about parent-child relationship and why it changes. So this one is a very dear one to me because I've seen that it is the norm in most houses, like most families. And I wonder why, like, I'm always like pondering, thinking to myself that, oh, why does this happen? So today I'm basically still thinking to myself, but thinking aloud. And I'm trying to prefer solutions and trying to like see the root causes, share them with you, and you know, come to a conclusion that it's not impossible. So one thing I want us to know is that parent-child relationship is a thing, and that's where most people get it wrong, because like every other relationship, it is a relationship, it is a thing. And we have to give regards to it. Like, we have to make conscious effort to make it work. So, for the most part, since it's a relationship, you know, many relationships either fail or work. And one thing that most people don't realize is that it actually takes work. I don't think there's anything in this life that we're to do that doesn't require effort, that doesn't require intentionality. So like the Nurtureness podcast is like a space for intentional like parenting in view. That's what I just, you know, call it. It is, you know, chit-chatting about these things from a child's point of view. That's why you have me, Iyanoluwa, your host, talking about it. I'm not a parent yet, but I think I can actually talk about it so as to prepare my mind and your mind, you know, for the heckling tax of being a parent. Because it's not beans. At the same time, I think it should be made easy and fun, you know. So without further ado, I just want to explain what a parent-child parent-child relationship is all about. So I think it's just a unique bond between, or the unique bond that exists between the parent and their children, right? So yeah, for the most part, I think that unique bond stays mostly between the infant and toddler stage. But once it gets like out of that, it becomes like, you know, once the child starts tilting to their teenage years and adulthood, and the whole story starts changing for the most part, yeah. And it's just an eyesore, really. I don't like it. Like, I always wonder why that has to happen, you know, in most families. So why I say so is I remember, or I see that most times the parents just dote over the child. Once they are born, you know, there is this bond, there is this affection, show of love upon the child. And some people will say, oh, because of the expenses, you know. But I dare say that expenses are a thing mostly at that stage anyway, because there you have to buy baby food, diapers, a lot of other things, you know, go into place when a child is just born, compared to, you know, it's never an easy you never have it easy anyway. Like, from what I've seen, you know, it gets intense as the stages go by. But yeah, I'm just saying that, you know, why is it, should we say because of the, you know, financial aspect or what? But it's definitely not that anyway. So we're going to be looking at what it is really. So I just want to reminisce, you know. I remember just saying that on the side how baby food and everything is even expensive these days. So please, if you don't have what it takes to actually nurture a child, please do away from anything. Do away from, yeah, anything or the thing that will bring forth a child, because number one, you know we are not about that on here. So you have to be, you know, you have to be ready and prepared as a whole. You can never be fully prepared anyway, but yeah, you have to be prepared to a certain level before you venture into that. So just saying, because I remember that baby food cost a lot, you know, even right now, how things have really gone up, how things have really gone up like drastically, like, so I'm wondering how it is. But I had my siblings and I had the luxury of, you know, getting our baby food, because my dad used to, you know, work where they were major distributors of SMA baby food. Oh my god, we even had branded like souvenirs and other things from SMA, and we always had it in full stock at the house. So yeah, just sitting out there, one of the childhood memories that, you know, I remember. So like I was saying, you know, I feel that parent-child relationship is the most important relationship to a child, and it is one that helps them develop, like, and make them well-rounded. So I feel like a child's mindset, how a child loves other people, how they interact with other people, actually solely depends on how, well, not solely, but for the most part, yeah, it depends on how well that they have interacted, or how well they are close to their parent, you know. And it has been proven that children who have a healthy relationship with their parents are more likely to develop positive relationships with other people. Where is the lie, guys? But yeah, where's the lie? And so, just putting it out there, I remember that I used to be very close to my dad. Yeah, like he used to dote over me a lot. And even when I got him angry and he scolded me, he would still like draw me back and like make me realize why he scolded me or why he did that. And it was just all fun, because I knew that even if I got my dad angry, if I apologized and I realized my mistake, we would just like smoothly go on with our friendship, right? But it changed over time, guys. And here's one of the reasons why I made sure to, you know, put out this podcast. And I know a lot of other people can actually relate to what I'm saying anyway. So, I know that it doesn't just happen, and a lot of work has to go into it, you know, to correct it. But I just want us to look at what are the factors that, you know, affect a child, or yeah, a parent-child relationship. So one of it I feel like is really important is the parents' age, guys. So in terms of this, I feel like if your parent is, you know, I don't want to say old, but if they are not young at heart, it's really the heart, if I do say so myself. It's not really the age, because some parents are old but they're very young at heart. You find them playing and joking around with their children, you know, and they don't really demand too much. It's just like their mentality, and you know, it's never really about the age. But for the most part, you know, it's about the age as well. So, you know, when a parent is like in their mid-50s, or like they just can't relate basically to like the child, and because of the age gap really. And you know, once some of our parents start getting older, they really start having this belief, you know, and feeling so old that they don't even want to connect, or they cannot even connect or relate to their children and all of that. So it's also about the belief and knowledge about parenting. So because some people believe that parent-child relationship is not even a thing, and that it just breeds disrespect or whatever reason that they have, they tend to like zone out and not, you know, want to see any reason why they should have like a good relationship with their children basically. So it's also about gender, if you ask me. And I don't know why, but most times female children get along with their mothers later on as they get like adulthood, you know, their teenage years, they get closer. But at the beginning stage, it's not always like that. It's always female children to their fathers and male children to their mothers. I don't know this thing, guys, but I know that gender can be a factor as well. And it can also be that female children are closer to their mothers because, you know, they are of the same gender and they can relate to so many things, you know. And for the male children to, maybe they are closer to their fathers because they can play soccer together, they can go to the barbing salon together, like they have things in common, right? So yeah, I think that, you know, that's another factor when it comes to gender and all. Yeah, so having said that, I also now will say that it's easier said than done, right? But I feel that making a conscious effort and the intentionality, like the intentions, you know, are key. You know, making conscious efforts and being intentional, very key, and it will work out eventually. So like, one of it is spending quality time with your children. So however busy that you can get, make sure that you like create time, spend time with children. It's very important. And I feel like parents who make it like a chore, like they have no, why are you making timetable? No, let it like happen, let it happen naturally. You know, forcing things will just be very annoying and may not yield anything positive, you know. But just like making sure that you spend quality time. Then I also feel like eating and playing together can go a long way. So when you just like play together, there are so many games that you can play in the household. You know, there's chess, there's Scrabble, and we have even online games right now. So yeah, there's that, you know, so many other things. I call on concentration, you know. Please, I know that there are some parents out there doing that right now, so shout out to them. You guys are doing great. If you ever come across this podcast, like, I just want to say thank you for, you know, doing that, because, you know, as much as it's a responsibility, when some people don't see the importance of it, well, we have to give kudos to those who do that. You know, yeah, so spending quality time, I said, eating and playing together. Then there's building trust and respect, guys. You have to build your children's trust and respect. So when you start telling them lies, I've discussed this in one of the episodes, and say like false promises, I even hate it a lot. When you say, well, I'll pick you from school, and you end up not showing, like you end up not showing up, then it becomes a problem when you start like having to patch up. You know, you say one lie and they're just like, well, they just zero it out and be like, oh, I don't believe that, you know, my parents, I don't believe what they said. It shouldn't be that way, I feel. And the respect in the sense that, oh, as much as they are close to you, as much as they tell you stuff, as much as they see you as their friend, they should also be able to respect you, you know, when, like, it's necessary, like, when they need to give you that respect, they actually give you that respect, you know. And respect is reciprocal anyway. You have to respect them so they can respect you. Yeah, because you can't be, you know, even the Bible says that don't provoke your children to anger. I don't know if I'm quoting it right, but yeah, I feel like you have to look out for their feelings. You cannot just insult them and expect them to love and respect you. You have to watch out for their feelings as well. So yeah, be in the moment with your children, you know, try to put yourself in their shoes. What are they really thinking about? You know, be in the moment, tell them that you're there for them and all that good stuff. So this cannot be overemphasized, guys. Show love. I feel like showing love goes a long way and yelling less. Showing love and saying the actual I love you to your children. I don't know why Nigerian parents find it hard to do, like African parents. There's always something choking them. And they never want to say that those words to their children. Yeah. So, please, important. We're looking out for that. Myself, I have put that in one part of my brain and I hope I don't forget moving forward. So yeah, and the last one that I want to talk about is creating parent child rituals. Like, this is a thing, guys. I feel like dates, like taking your children out on dates, like making it a ritual, just as we do in romantic relationship, guys, it applies for the parent-child relationship as well. You know, take them out to the cinema to see a movie. Take them out to, you know, the beach, fun places, even if it's a restaurant. Just take them out. There should be a me and my child's time, like parent-child's time out. And yeah, I feel like it's just spark things up and make the whole thing lively. And one thing that I do realize is that, just like every relationship, parents and children can fall out of the relationship, you know. Even as adults, there are some parents out there that don't talk to their mother or father, like their own parents anymore. And it just gets me mad that why does it have to be that way? You know, it's because of lack of things like this. And when there are conflicts, I feel like resolution is important. Like, straight away, before it becomes another thing, you have to voice out if you've been hurt by them. Tell them, oh, there has to be room for that, right? So that there won't be any, like, lingering conflicts that will just make everything a mess, basically. And also the other way around, where some children have decided that they don't want to speak. Oh, I just said that anyway. Don't want to speak to their parents. And then there's some parents that don't want to even see their children anymore. And it just makes me wonder why you brought that child to this world. So why would you make that drastic decision, you know? And yeah, I think that is where I'll be drawing the curtain for today's episode. I always like to keep the podcast short and enjoyable so that we can all go back and listen and relate to it without getting bored. So please, you know how it is. Rate the podcast, share with your friends, tell a friend to tell another friend that it's NN's day and NN o'clock. Yeah, guys, thank you for listening till I grace your ears in my other episode. Do have a lovely week. Bye.